The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Alumni Ventures. Invest with confidence. Discover the power of venture investing with Alumni Ventures, America's largest venture firm for individual investors. Learn more at av.vc.
LinkedIn News.
Hey there, it's Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. Welcome to This Is Quick, where we ask our This Is Working guests pointed questions about their own best practices. Today, we're hearing from Bob Pittman, the chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. What do you always have with you? Is there an app or any gear that you can't show up to work without?
My phone. Everything's on my phone. I live on that phone.
And is there any one particular app that you've come to love?
I love them all. Obviously, I have to message mostly and email, so those two get way more use than anything else.
When did you first know what you wanted to do?
I don't think I've ever known what I want to do. I know it for a year or so, and then I move on. The first time I knew what I wanted to do, I wanted to be a doctor. That never happened. Somehow I became a pilot and got in the radio.
What's one habit or item or process that helps you stay productive?
I have to have a to-do list that is constantly being reprioritized. There's some things that I never get to on the to-do list, and things just move up, and there are things that always just keep moving down, and I never get around to them. But I don't know how I'd work without it.
Analog or digital?
Both. I use a little app on my phone they don't make anymore called Captio that I just type stuff when it comes into my head, and then I'll take that and put it onto a list somewhere, and then I have to redo the list every 2 or 3 days because that forces me just to keep the list short and to keep moving stuff off and adding stuff to it.
What's one thing that can derail your productivity?
Sleep. If I don't get enough sleep, I don't know how I'm productive. I would like to sleep for 6 hours. I need to get around an hour of deep sleep and about an hour of REM. And so I'll try and work my schedule around to get it. If I don't get it one day, I'm going to really work hard to get it the next.
Who was your first mentor, and what is something important you learned from them?
Well, my first mentor was a guy named Charlie Warner, who sadly just passed away. And Charlie found me. I was a 19-year-old kid programming a radio station in Pittsburgh out of the blue, and I had this success. And Charlie got hired to go to NBC in Chicago and took me with him, programmed the NBC station in Chicago. I replaced the guy who was 47. I was 20 years old. And what Charlie did, I mean, I look back on it. At the time, I think, of course, he's hired me. I'm wonderful. I look back and now, how would you hire a 20-year-old kid to do it, who, by the way, 5 years earlier had been in Brookhaven, Mississippi, on the radio. I think Charlie, part of it was make a statement about, I don't care about the conventions. And two was just, it's about reward performance and thinking. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how much experience you've had. And I took that lesson with me, that I don't care if I take somebody 3 levels down and jump them up to 3 levels up. I'm looking for the best person. This isn't the military. You don't have to go through all the grades. And I learned that from Charlie.
Someone shows up to a one-on-one with you. What drives you nuts? What makes you want to extend your time with the person?
If someone comes to me on the one-on-one and they are talking about conclusions and insights and epiphanies and what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, I love it and I want to keep going. If they come to me and start telling me a recitation of all the tasks they've done, or data they've seen with no conclusions, I pretty soon glaze over and go, you know, next.
Any mistakes you've made along the way in your career that you now look at as a life lesson?
I make a lot of mistakes, make them every day. I don't really keep track of mistakes or successes because I think they're stepping stones. I think a success and a failure are the same thing. They're just a step we take along the way in the journey. And I think if you focus on them too much, you stop. You stop to look at them, and I think the stopping is the bad thing. The bad thing's not whether it's right or wrong. Everything's a learning experience.
I think for some people, there's this sort of pattern matching of, I've done this before, it didn't work, I'm not going to do it that way again. Is your philosophy that it's a different experience, it's a new time, this is totally new, I'm going to try this again?
Yeah, you know what, I think it's a really good question. And I think some of it is, there's some things you go, I've seen this movie, we don't have to have a discussion. On the other hand, there are times that you go, you know, I know we tried, let's keep trying. There's something there. But I think it really is very situation specific.
Last question for you is career advice. I'm sure a lot of people come to you and say, you know, I want to be like you. I want to reach the levels that you've reached. What kind of career advice do you give people?
Go have fun. You're going to spend more time at work than you are spending the money you make at work. So go do something that you love to do. I often describe my job, again, to my kids usually, as it's like a big video game. I can't wait to get up in the morning and start playing it. And at the end of the day, I'm sad that I have to put it away. And I think everybody's work experience ought to be that. It ought to be that enriching, that much fun, and that rewarding and stimulating. You know, for me, work is my golf. And I can't get enough of it. I saw some therapist gave some advice which really struck me. Said, you know, it's very easy when you work really hard, you come home late, you got kids, very easy to tell the kids, oh, I've had such a tough day. And what they're hearing is, if you had such a tough day and you didn't have fun, why aren't you with me instead? But if you come home and say, I really had a great day, let me tell you about it, wow, I have so much fun, then they understand why you're doing that and they can buy into it. So I think it's really important to be honest about it and say it's a pleasurable experience, not a miserable experience.
That was Bob Pittman, chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I really loved the way Bob talked about owning your happiness at work and sharing that with your family. We finished this interview at 6:30 on a Friday. I went home and I sat down for dinner and I told my kids I had the best day at work. It was a different way of talking to them about my job, even though it really is how I feel. And it was all because of this interview with Bob. I'd love to hear from you. How do you talk to your kids about what you do? If you love your work, what do you share about your experience? And if you don't, how do you explain that it's still a necessary part of life? Let me know on LinkedIn using the hashtag #ThisIsWorking. And if there's a question you want to hear in these candid segments with guests, let me know that too. You can reach me at thisisworking@linkedin.com. Thanks to our team for putting this together. Nina and I will be back next week to bring you more great takeaways. Be well and stay curious.